Welcome to the Real Man Talk Show, where we stand up for the real men of Christ, the guys that try to live a righteous life, take care of their family, follow God's rules, and even though they still go through things, we stand up for them, man. We let them know that they're not alone in the problems and the things that they deal with. And I'd like to welcome a friend of mine. You got to hang out, actually, this summer. I had a fun week in the Dominican Republic and known him for a few years. A good friend, Jason Barbeck. How are you, man?
Good, brother Chris. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Doing really, really good. Had some interesting things going on in the life, but you know, you take a couple of lefts and rights, and you really got to look at the good things that go on, even though things seem like trials and tribulations. So, you know, my uncle passed away recently, but and we got to go up and support that side of the family. But it's also like a big family reunion with family you haven't seen in a long time, all come together. So, and then I was in the hospital recently, but God told me a message that it was a correction that needed to be made, and it was no pain and no traumatic events or anything. I just kind of sat there and waited for them to check out labs and make corrections and some numbers of some medicines. So, you know, day by day, we just take it as we can, you know?
It's amazing how God will slow us down or actually put the brakes on 100% and sometimes even make us do a 180, not just a 90, but a 180.
Absolutely, for sure. I mean, he is definitely in control, and that's something that we always try and point out on this podcast. So just to let you know, this is aimed at the guys that, you know, like us, we try to live a righteous life. You know, we stay in our Bible, we stay in prayer, go to church, and stay in line with God. And we go through stuff, and we're not, we feel alone. A lot of them, something that hit a friend of mine that I was talking to recently, men of Christ sometimes suffer in silence because we don't talk to people about our problems or what we're going through. We just kind of keep it inside. And the point of this podcast is to talk to other brothers that are going through stuff and let them know they're not the only ones going through these things, and kind of encourage them and maybe give them some, uplift them, or things that might help them, that, you know, they're not by themselves and going through things like that, you know?
Yes, absolutely. It's very important that, you know, we sit together, because as it's written, you know, iron sharpens iron, and that's what we're here to do, is to strengthen each other and lift each other up, because nobody can do it alone. And exactly. We all fall down sometimes, and we need to be lifted up by our brothers and sisters.
For sure.
And, so, you know, able to continue forward, in this case, by our men, brothers.
Amen. Amen. So if you guys haven't heard of Jason is a producer. He's an actor. He's a teacher. He's actually reaching us from Toronto, Canada, and just took the time to be with us. He's been acting and performing for over 25 years. Lived in the U.S. for a number of years, and then went to Canada to study music theater up in Oakville, Ontario, at Sheridan College, just out in Toronto. He has transitioned from theater to film and television and voiceovers, which I'd love to talk to you about that. I want to get into that. You do have a great voice, man. But, you know, he's done hundreds of national products.
And oh, thanks, bro.
McDonald's, from McDonald's to Mercedes-Benz to cartoons and movie trailers. Done a bunch of films, including one that we're involved with called Don't Say My Name, which involves human trafficking, that was totally funded by donations. And it's an international Amazing. Film about sex trafficking that just got put onto Amazon. So please reach out. Don't Say My Name. On Amazon.com, watch it, rent it, buy it. It's going to a good cause. Now, I want to list to some of these people that you put on here on your bio that you have worked with, because this is pretty cool. All right, so you singer and songwriter too. I forgot, because I remember when we were staying in my favorite place in the world right now, Punta Cana. You were always singing, man.
Awesome,
singing. We were chilling out there in the DR. on the beach and by the pool. That was awesome. But yeah, I forgot
you were the DJ, man. You had the best song list going every day.
Playing music in the room, yes, sir. But some of the people that you work with: David Cronenberg, Viggo Mortensen, William Hurt, Marky Mark Wahlberg, Donnie Wahlberg. So go ahead and tell me about what you've been going through, your story about that.
Well, you know, it started off, came from a broken home. So my parents divorced when I was three, and I was raised by my father, and we just traveled not really the world, but felt like the world, because we're all over the place, Canada, US. He was a traveling salesman, so I got to see a lot of different places, had a really good adventure, a lot of fun, but came back to my roots in Windsor with my friends. So that was always good. He was, the breadwinner, and he was the dominant force that raised me, the rock. And flash forward, I find myself in a similar situation, going through, separation with the wife, and I find myself raising my two children as well. We're sharing the custody, which is great. But I've always sort of been the rock for them, similar to my father was for me. And it's amazing, you start asking yourself questions like, why are these patterns repeating themselves? And of course, if we read scripture, we know why. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we have to dig in and realize the things that have to be bound and broken in our lives, in our families, in our genealogy, as it were. We could be repeating the same things and not even being aware of it. So the challenges, the struggles, being a man in this day and age, comes with a lot of temptations, and it basically is a struggle of the flesh and the spirit. And that's what I find is, especially in the secular world of film and TV, you're always being tempted or driven to certain things. So you always walk a fine line between, am I doing this job or this work for myself? Am I idolizing this thing? Am I putting it above God? Am I putting God first? Am I goal driven? Is it about the Almighty I, or is it about, God's will and God's work? So that's a constant struggle. And the same comes with the flesh, because, we're driven to the opposite sex. And, when you're not in a relationship, you find yourself in a precarious situation where, you try to do the right thing, but, temptation's there for every man, And,
absolutely.
I think that the way out of that is talking to other brothers and reading scripture and just staying in the word, because God always gives us a way out, always. Whenever there's a simple situation where, because temptation leads to sin, which leads to death, as we all know. If Amen. You fulfill that sin, we know what happens. It leads down that path, narrow is the gate, but broad is the way. And lots of times we just take the wrong way. And so that's what I find has been a struggle. But because of that, you find, the strength, his strength in your weakness. So, but my weakness and pain that I've gone through in this whole process of being married and separated and raising children, my faith has gotten stronger. You have to get brought to your knees. You really do. And it's like Paul said, he prayed for, his ailments and his afflictions to be healed. And God said, my grace is sufficient. My grace is enough. And sometimes that's what we need, because it humbles us. And it's not like we want to stay there forever, but there is a season for each thing we go through. And, I just tell you, my faith and the counsel I've had with other friends and pastors have really gotten me through it. And I feel stronger than ever now. And I don't need other people to validate me. I don't need to be in a relationship. I don't need to have a significant other to make me strong. Those are great things to have. But again, it's the season. It's God's timing. Sometimes we need to be alone with God and get intimate with him and speak to him and get to know him more, because we spend too much time focusing on our other or things, or the earthly things, and we forget why we're even here, what the gift really is, the gift of our lives and the gifts he gives us that he expects us to share. Because there's a lot of people suffering out there, a lot of people in pain. And I always try to ask myself, the Holy Spirit, to guide me, lead me. How can I help others today? How can I share my gifts or share what I have? Because there's always somebody worse off.
So you definitely lean hard on God and the Holy Spirit while you're going through this, because I did a little bit of research. And one thing that really came up was mental health problems in the process after going through what you've went through and separation and sometimes divorce. I mean, what kind of things have you gone through? It talks about weight fluctuations, depression, anxiety, insomnia, things like that. Did you have to battle through any of those kind of things?
Oh, yes. I was saying I did go through those things, but they were short lived, thank God. And do you recall the cross we got from ICFF, the touchstone that we put in your hand? I would clutch that thing every day, and I would just be walking and walking and pacing. And the two things that got me through were the scriptures. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, and vengeance is mine, says the Lord. And the reason those were the ones that I stuck with every day was because we want to lash out sometimes out of anger, out of pain, and we want to, you know, inflict the kind of pain on someone else that's been inflicted on us, because that's just a human reaction. I feel like I woke up one day and literally he took that he took that burden away. It just got lifted off his sense of lightness, and I'm like, wow. And I knew it was God. I knew it in the moment that prayers were answered. And it doesn't happen right away, but in this case, prayers were answered, and I knew that I had a mission to keep going, to keep continue on.
That's awesome, man. And apologies for this internet, but it is what it is. We will push through, and the Holy Spirit will get us through this for sure. Let me ask you this now. Hanging out with you, especially, yes, you know, in DR and stuff, you know, you're a handsome gentleman, you know, you carry yourself well. there's a lot of tension that comes to you from females and males as we go through. And you just had such a carefree attitude, so much joy going through that whole trip and everything with the premiere of Don't Say My Name. How did you develop that? Because you have been in films for a number of years. How did you develop that as a Christian man? I mean, that attention comes, and that's that temptation you were talking about.
Well, I came out of my shell in second year theater school, because I was kind of introverted and shy, if you can believe that. But I came out of my shell at theater school when I got the sense of freedom and that I was able to sort of express myself. And this is the beauty of being on stage. You can express yourself and nothing can touch you up there. Right. So that's what I was taught, and I learned that. And that's nowhere near the freedom in Christ we find later on once I was saved and then realized, oh my goodness, I have joy times a thousand when I'm at freedom in Christ, because now, not only are you untouchable on the planet, but you're untouchable in the universe.
That's right. Right.
And nothing can harm you. No weapon forged against you shall prosper.
That's right. That's right. That is so awesome, man. So have you ever talk about the gospel and spreading the word? Different areas that you go through as soon as it stops freezing.
And be with other people in the film industry and other people in, you know, brothers and sisters in Christ. It was nice to be around them all. So that was just feeding my soul. It was wonderful. And you were great too, man. It was such a good to have a good roommate that was so laid back and casual.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. You know what happened? I lost one of my AirPod Pro buds in Punta Cana in that hotel room, because I was listening to a podcast while we sleep. So I'm looking at my Find My, and it zeroes in on Dominican Republic. And I'm like, so, you know, I ordered another one. No big deal, man. No big deal. I mean, still down there.
In the beach somewhere,
for sure. So what's coming up for you, man? What's next? What things that you have, do you have in mind, projects or the Canadian International Film Festival? Talk about that.
What's coming up for me? I'm pitching a series called He Who Watches. It's there's a crime scene on reservation land, indigenous land, and so a white cop is forced to team up with an indigenous cop and solve these mysteries and crimes with a sense of humor, Lethal Weapon style. So it's the drama, but some, you know, busting each other's chops at the same time, and a lot of culture clashing, because as you can imagine, there's a lot of racial tension there, right. And a lot of corruption in the police force versus the people's land that are trying to just fight for the land. So He Who Watches is all about that, and we're pitching studios now, and it's very exciting.
Okay, cool. So what about your festival, your film festival up there? What's going on with that?
That's exciting too. We're going on year 7, if you can believe it, and in September. It's the last weekend in September 2023, and we're looking to give Mark Wahlberg an award, a Faith Achievement Award. So we're waiting to hear back from his people if he can make it down or not, because he's always shooting the film, pardon me, somewhere in the world. So we're hoping he can come down and join us in person, and that would be great, and invite all you guys down from the U.S. as well.
Oh man, I'd love to come up there. I love Toronto. I've been there a couple times. Really love that city for sure. What is Wahlberg like? Is he a believer? How is he with his faith? And when you got to spend time with him, or was he all business? Which I can imagine.
I haven't spent time with him yet. Well, when I spent time with him on the film set, I doubled him in a movie called Max Payne, and he was great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I also doubled his brother Donnie in a show called Blue Bloods, which is now shooting in New York. They shot the pilot in Toronto.
Oh, okay. That's really, really cool.
Yeah, Donnie was cool.
What words of encouragement or advice would you have for brothers out there that are going through what you went through, or even the ones that are struggling right now?
I would say don't be afraid to reach out. I mean, what the enemy does is divide us and keep us apart from communities and the ones we love, and we suffer in silence. And remember, God doesn't want that at all. He wants you to reach out to brothers and like this and have a conversation. And you know what? You don't have to spill all the beans in your whole heart or anything that's weighing you down. You just have to reach out. Start slowly. Start with a conversation, a coffee. Just start talking. Talk, listen. And just share little things. You don't have to dive in and share your whole life story in 2 minutes. I mean, you can take your time with it. It's about baby steps, it really is. And I feel that God fills us up through other people. And the Holy Spirit's at work here, not to forget. The Holy Spirit's always at work in ways we have no idea. So I say, we have free will, so take advantage of it. Take advantage of the free will of reaching out to someone and express how you feel. Because a lot of men have trouble expressing how they feel.
Yes.
You know, we all have emotions. Mm-hmm. We all laugh, cry, get angry, want to hurt people, you know, when they hurt us. That's just a natural, you know, reflex. Don't think that you're different, because we all feel it. Even the top saintly people and pastors and reverends on TV, trust me, we're all fallible. And, you know, we're all filthy rags in his sight. There's a reason that scripture exists, because we all go through these trials and tribulations. So you're no different. No matter what you've done, there's forgiveness there. And there's always someone willing to listen. Always. Absolutely. And you just have to reach out. If you don't know who to reach out to, connect with one of us. You know, we'll put you in touch with someone. There's always someone ready to listen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Awesome, man. If someone wants to contact you or reach out, where should they go?
They can go to kifflix.com, CIFFLIX.com, and all of our info is on there. Our email is info@kifflix.com. And one of our team will be glad to respond. And, you know, I get hundreds of emails a day, I'm sure as you do, but we always try to monitor those and get back in a timely manner to people, because I think it's very important to build the community and to share faith and family films and the stories of redemption. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, Jason, man. I appreciate your time. Stay warm up there. What's the temperature up there right now?
Today's a little warmer, you know, ready for the beach. We're like a -4, -5. So better than -18.
Yeah, much better, man. Well, thank you so much, brother. God bless you. And man, we'll talk soon for sure. Got to get up.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, man.
Yeah, God bless you too, and thanks for what you're doing. Appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, man. We'll talk soon.